Now, while we were on air yesterday, the government was getting very close to sealing the deal on Gonski 2.0. And today, Education Minister Simon Birmingham is celebrating after securing crossbench support for his education package. The government will inject an extra $24 billion into schools on a needs-based system. Now, there's been plenty of debate around this. The Catholic system says they will lose too much money. Labor says the funding isn't enough. Now, something I've realised here, and no doubt you have as well, is that all this talk's about money. But I'm sure you'd agree with me that money does not equal a better education. And you've only got to look at reports around the world and where Australia sits. We're going backwards and we've never spent so much. It's crazy. According to the 2016 OECD report into education standards, funding for Australian schools is above average, yet, as I said, our ranking continues to slip. Well, today I read a really good piece in The Australian on this very topic. It's written by Senior Research Fellow at the Australian Catholic University, Dr. Kevin Donnelly. You've heard him speak to Chris before and to Alan and many other of my colleagues here at Macquarie Media, and I thought we'd get the chance to have a chat to him today now that Gonski 2.0 looks like a reality. So, Kevin, thank you for your time. Great to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
$22 billion cut in education is what the Labor Party is headlining all their commentary on, and press releases from Tanya Plibersek and others, they repeat that message that the government is cutting $22 billion from education. Given where we are, thank God they are.
Well, as we know, it's not about money. And in The Australian today, you mentioned the article I'd written based on the research, mainly from the OECD, looking at the international testing. And over 64 countries are involved in one of the tests. And the research clearly shows that once you put in a certain amount of money, which we already do in Australia, then it's not about spending more money. And in fact, they argue you're more likely to waste money if you just invest and don't look at other areas like quality curriculum, effective teaching, classroom environment. So there are a lot of other factors there that we need to consider. And the reality is we've overspent, I'd argue, over the last 10, 20 years, and our results have gone backwards.
Why is it that we get report from the OECD and it's conveniently, well, at least in part, ignored for the money argument? We get a report from the UN or somewhere else around refugees or climate change, and we have to take urgent action. It's selective, isn't it?
It is selective. And I mean, one of the things, and I've been involved in education for a long time, as you know, is that really both parties just get into a bidding war where, you know, it's all about, well, I'll do $22 billion. Oh, no, I'll do 18.6. Then the Turnbull government says, well, put in an extra $4 billion. Mm. And the last two or three weeks, frankly, there hasn't been enough discussion. And it's interesting that the Simon Birmingham, the education minister, when he launched Gonski 2.0, he also said that they want to review what is the best way to raise standards. And so at least they're nodding in the direction that more needs to be done. But I just have my doubts, proven the history of education in Australia, whether we'll be able to achieve anything positive.
Because the way it's conducted, sadly, like many other areas of public policy, is we have this debate around money. One side wins and then it goes away. They move on to the next thing and they forget to come back and revisit what's happened. If you review, for example, here's one for you. We had the Rudd-Gillard years. We had apparently the party of education, the Labor Party, in government. During their time, and I guess there is some lag in relation to measuring where they are, but nonetheless, during their time, did we go forwards or backwards in education?
Well, historically, we've gone backwards, and unfortunately, that's been under Liberal and Labor government. Mm. But what was different about Rudd-Gillard was that they promised an education revolution, as they called it.
That's it.
Kevin Rudd, you know, he put computers in every school.
Yep.
Technology was going to be the solution. They spent billions and billions of dollars on the education revolution, the building revolution, putting in infrastructure. But really, it's amounted to nothing. I mean, the computers are out of date now. The software doesn't work. The teachers were never properly trained to use it. And in fact, when you look at the additional expenditure, and that's what I'm worried about, I mean, the Turnbull government may have won the Gonski battle today, but unless something urgent is done in terms of looking at those areas I mentioned, curriculum, teaching, even parental engagement, I mean, parents need to teach their children to respect learning, to respect teachers. We have some of the most badly behaved students, disruptive classrooms across the OECD. So unless you address all those other issues, spending an additional $22 billion, $20 billion won't make any difference. It'll just go into teacher salaries and probably smaller classes.
So, Kevin, does this come back to something as simple as, for example, the power of the education unions? Because the idea that you would examine the ability of a teacher and how they communicate, how they work, does that cross the line and the union doesn't like it? Why aren't we being, you know, more open about the way we evaluate teachers? I'm sure testing gives you some indication, but surely at the coalface you could work one-on-one with people to get a better outcome.
We do need to do more in terms of looking at teaching practice and being more supportive. I mean, one of the problems, frankly, now is that there is so much paperwork and red tape and bureaucracy that teachers are spending all their time ticking the boxes, filling out forms, making sure that they're accountable. There's a paper trail in terms of the NAPLAN testing. So really, that hasn't worked. My argument is we need to give teachers more time to mentor one another. I mean, if you're a beginning teacher and you're going into a school, you need an older, more experienced teacher to spend maybe a couple of hours with you a week to monitor, to evaluate, to watch your lessons, and to give you feedback on how you might improve. Mm. So there are better ways of doing this.
I just wonder, sometimes it's a case where, and we saw this last week or the week before in relation to dealing with criminals charged with terror offences, that New South Wales has apparently the best laws in the country, and the other states at COAG agreed that they might do something to match what New South Wales have done. So we look at the table of high-achieving academically countries around the world, we see what system they've got in place, and we bring that system here. Why don't we do something as simple as that? Or does that go back to what I said before about, you know, the unions and the power they might wield?
No, that's a very good idea, and in fact, over the last 10, 15 years, I've done three or four international benchmarking projects for state and federal governments looking at that very issue, because it makes a lot of sense that if there are countries, education systems like Finland or Hong Kong, South Korea, that are always performing in the top five or six, whereas we're down at 14, what can we learn from them? Now, I'll be honest, there are some things we can't simply transplant. I mean, if you go to Shanghai, for example, they have a very strong Confucian ethic. You have the tiger mums who are pushing their kids hard, and it would be very hard, I think, to transplant that to Australia.
Yeah, sure. And one other thing I wanted to talk to you about is this: when they announced Gonski 2.0, did they not? I think you make a point of mentioning this today. Review to achieve educational excellence in Australian schools. Where are we with that review? Has it even begun? Are they still talking about that?
Well, I think it's gone nowhere. And the joke here is that I co-chaired, as you might know, a review of the national curriculum.
I certainly do know.
A couple of years ago.
Yep.
There was a review of teacher quality as well. So we've already had enough reviews.
Yes.
And this new one has to report by Christmas. David Gonski is in charge. He might be a very good businessman, but frankly, he knows nothing about curriculum or education. So, no, I just think it's a bit of window dressing that probably won't do much.
Great work. Always good to chat. Thank you, Kevin.
My pleasure.